ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 24 of the Theology of Eternal Damnation in Hell. I am your host, Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. This podcast is about the negative side of eternal life. When it comes to what happens after death, people love to talk about heaven and the wonderful benefits of eternity with God in heaven through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But as the old saints used to say in the black church, everybody singing about heaven ain't going. So, however, there is less talk about the negative side of eternal life, hell. This podcast, therefore, will explore what the Bible says about hell and the eternal damnation of those who die without Jesus Christ. Billy Sunday said, "Hell is the highest reward that the devil can offer you for being a servant of his." The Holy Bible says in Revelation 21, verse 8, "These are the people who will be in hell and in the lake of fire." And I quote, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Allow me to share with you some important points on this passage, about this passage from the Bible Knowledge Commentary from the Dallas Theological Seminary. Those who practice the sins of the unbelieving world will be excluded from heaven, from the New Jerusalem, and will be destined for the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This judgment is a righteous punishment for their sins, eight of which are itemized here. He adds, "This is the second death." It should be obvious that this passage is not affirming salvation by works, but rather is referring to works as indicative of whether one is saved or not. Obviously, many will be in heaven who before their conversions were indeed guilty of these sins, but who turn from them in the day of grace, in trusting Christ as their Savior. Though works are the evidence of salvation or lack of it, they are never the basis or ground of it. Similar lists of sins are found elsewhere in the book of Revelation. Our topic today is Hell in the New Testament, Part 1, from the Evangelical Dictionary of Biblical Theology by Dr. Walter Elwell. In the New Testament, hell is where the reprobate exists after the resurrection from Hades and the final judgment. In this lake of fire, God punishes the wicked along with Satan, the devil, and his henchmen, the demons, bringing an end to evil's free ways. Gehenna is the standard term for hell in the New Testament. Related phrases include punishment of eternal fire, lake of fire, and judgment. English versions occasionally translate Hades and Tartarus as hell. However, these terms refer to denote the intermediate state, not the final destiny of the wicked. Jesus says more about hell than any other biblical figure. Allow me to repeat that. Jesus Christ says more about hell than any other biblical figure. Allow me to repeat it for a third time. Jesus Christ says more about hell than any other biblical figure. His warnings of the eschatological judgment are liberally colored with the imagery of hell. He portrays this future judgment through pictures of Sodom's destruction, fire, burning sulfur, and a fiery furnace. These images of God's judgment were well established in the Old Testament and intertestamental literature. Important portrayals of hell are also present in Jesus' parables, including the tares, the great supper, the good servant and the wicked servant, the talents, and the last judgment. Here, weeping and gnashing of teeth and darkness are key descriptive phrases. In addition, the respective scenarios for the wicked, whether annihilation or eternal torment, shaped images of God's judgment. For instance, at times fire consumes the wicked. In other texts, fire and worms torment their victim to a useless existence forever. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I pray for the lost souls under the sound of my voice. Help them to understand, according to the Bible, they will go to hell one day and burn there and suffer there and be tormented there for eternity. Open their blinded eyes, unstop their deaf ears. Have heavy conviction fall upon their hearts by the power of your Holy Spirit, and help them to repent of their sins and to trust Jesus Christ as their Savior. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, please understand that after you die, you will be ushered into one of two places to spend eternity, heaven or hell. Here's how you can be sure that you will not go to that awful place called hell and suffer eternal damnation forever, and rather have a home in heaven when you die. The Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou you shalt be saved." Here's how you can be saved from sin and hell and have a home in heaven when you die, in more detail. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. And so have I. We all have. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. That's right. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, I know this is bad news, but I'm here to tell you, if you live in sin and you never trust Christ as Savior, you're going to spend eternity in hell. I know that that is not popular, but it is true. But here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou, you, shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou, you, shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, the black and the white, the red and the yellow, the young and the old, the rich and the poor. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you and keep you.